young player, especially a goal scorer, get that to be more consistent in their game?
Well, it would be no different than any part of their game, right? More experience. They just need to go through it, play more games, get more comfortable. You learn the National Hockey League game, where there's time, where there isn't time, and you get better.
His ice time's been down slightly, but I mean, is there something else you'd like to see from his game, or is it just start at the skating element?
Well, it has nothing to do with Patty's game. It's got to do with everybody's ice time's down a little bit. Running those four lines over the last little bit, it's part of the reason why I think we've stayed fairly healthy and we've played a pretty good game, that we've got four lines to go out. So the little line has probably come off their numbers more than anybody from last year, because the Lowry line has now an identity that I'll use them against the other team's best if I don't get the Scheifele line out there, and you can't keep the Hendricks line on the bench because they've been too hot.
Where's Steve Mason out in his recovery? Has he skated at all? Or
back on feeling good, so it's positive in terms of he's had good days with no setbacks, really, and he's feeling strong. And you want more than that, and I'd like to give you more. Other than that, we'll see how tomorrow goes.
But he hasn't been on back on
not
the ice
with us, no.
Okay. Do you have a game circled for Comrie yet? Or?
Not yet. It's not tonight.
Thanks. What did you learn about the Knights the last time you saw them?
Nothing that we didn't know. I mean, I would say what we maybe learned from them from their game last night, they look like they're actually, you know, getting better, improving in terms of their understanding their game. They got out of the gate in the season with a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, and they were playing real fast, a real skilled game, and now they look like they settled into a real solid game, really comfortable. They know their team a little bit now. They're going to counter on you quick. If you make mistakes, they'll make plays across the line. They'll you know, this is not a dump and chase team, and it's not a shoot everything team. They're looking to make some plays, and they can finish. They got a real nice skill level. They scored more goals than we have, so they've got some skill.
Paul, just back to Patrick quickly. He did express today that he's concerned about his ice time and that he's talked to you about what he needs to improve on. Are there major things he has to work on?
No, there's a list of guys that want to play a little bit more. It's just 12 of them up front. And I've made that decision that we're going to even this thing out in this stretch of hockey that we're at. So, yeah, there's things in his game that I think he can get better at. One of them is relaxing a little bit and then going as hard as he possibly can, shift to shift, and not worrying about being the guy that scores every shift every night. It's not all on him to do that. He's got three games without a point. You know, when Mark went three games without a point, didn't bother him a whole lot. He's just breathe deep, relax, play hard, have fun.
One last thing, Toby, where's he at? Do you have anything new on him?
So he would be, it's really good, but it won't change where we've got him. It's still too early for us to say he comes back earlier. We'll leave it at 8 weeks, but positive, right? He feels better. He's riding the bike. He's doing things like that, so he's moving around. Nothing's changed though. We wouldn't know if something had changed anyway. It's too early along in it.
Have you seen this before though, Paul, where a first year player totally lights it up and then sets himself up and sets expectations up for a second year?
For 60
where,
goals?
Yeah.
Well, there would be just a list of guys around the league every year. I always get back to. And he wasn't a kid. Brendan Shanahan, I think, had 8 goals around December 15th. He scored 44. I'm not worried about Patty's goal score. He's going to get judged by points, and he's going to get measured every day, and I'm not doing that either. He's part of a four-line group right now, which is a slight adjustment from last year. That's a really good thing for the Winnipeg Jets. So I'm not particularly concerned about it.
But it would stand to reason that the league, too, is certainly more aware, or the other 30 teams are more aware of what he can do?
Yeah, you know what? I don't think I've ever bought into that, because we all have TVs, right? There's no hiding anymore. And I'm not trying to be funny, but, in my first year in the Southeast Division, I guess my first year wasn't there, but, like, you were barely getting tape on other games, right? And you were getting jumbo. And there were nights you go out and you'd see a kid and you hadn't really seen him, and he did sneak up on you. Go, oh, my God, can that kid skate? there's no hiding anybody, right? 5 games into their season last year, a couple of shots went off, everybody knew it. So it's I don't think the goalies are making any more saves on it. He's got one less goal than Mark Scheifele, who's leading our team, and we think he's having an unbelievable season offensively. I'm fine with Patty.
On that note of the four lines, Paul, just the Hendricks.
You don't have Perreault. A Patty Laine question?
No. Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. Sorry. Just the Perreault Hendricks Armia line. Just can you put into words how great they've been since Matthew joined that line, that unit?
Big part of that idea is can you get some goals off your fourth liner, and if you can't, can they play fairly consistently in the same area of the ice? You know, if you got a line that's always in its own end, you got a real problem. But there are a lot of times, I felt it in Colorado, I felt it in a number, they're the fourth off the bench, but they kind of got us going. In Colorado, I didn't like our first rotation through, wasn't great, and then it switched when they went out. We got a little zone time, and then the Scheifele line came out, and we were pretty good for a real good stretch of time there. They seem to almost in some ways be the game that the Winnipeg Jets want to play, and it's a really good indication. All four lines are a little different. Right? They all have maybe a different role, but certainly a different style, and that's one of the reasons for the Patty Laine questions, because the Scheifele line can at times dominate in puck control in the offensive zone. The other lines do that. Brian's line's not going to do that, right? They're not going to spend the 35, 40 seconds buzzing around in the other team's end, but we got a mix of skilled guys there on the fourth. We got a real heavy grinder on the fourth, a guy who will finish checks. But they get in there and they kind of blend the style of game we want to play into every shift. And then they have a whole lot of fun doing it, which I'm a big believer in. You have to enjoy your job. And they look like they're like that on the bench. They're like that in practice, on the bus, on the plane. They got a nice energy level about them all around, and it raises everybody, I think.
Sorry, totally different topic, but still hockey.
Okay.
Patty Laine. Yeah. Success of the Manitoba Moose. It's not lost on you what they've done the last few nights in particular. What does that do? Is it mission accomplished for this organization when the AHL club is prospering, and then the big club is as well, and it's pushing your four lines as well because they're getting production from everybody down there?
Well, it gets your American League players first in the right environment of feeling good, having success, and doing the right things. When the big club's healthy, your American League's going to be a pretty good hockey team. When you've got a chunk of them playing in your big club, both teams are going to suffer a little bit. We've been healthy. I think the world of the job that Pascal Vincent does, I think he's a perfect guy for that group. But in terms of culture of what you're trying to drive, then they also see other good players around them, right? They're having some success, but this guy's got 10 goals and this guy's a real good defender. So they see other quality competition for themselves, not just the guy that they're trying to whose job they're looking for at the NHL level. They see competition amongst themselves, and that starts to create a real healthy environment.